The House Republican lawmaker acting as the top leader has once again called off the vote for a new speaker. That disorder of not having a speaker in charge is making its way into policymaking.
Now, I'm just wondering, is that the way government is supposed to work?
Mary Rice says she's been let down by the lawmaking process at the State House. Rice, a school board member in East Cleveland, drove all the way down to Columbus to attend a House Education Committee. But what Rice and everyone else sitting in the committee room experienced was not your typical hearing. House Republicans moved to table an amendment presented by Democrats. This amendment had to do with putting a moratorium on the so-called state takeover of school districts who are in academic distress. This is the amendment Rice was in Columbus to advocate for. Tabling an amendment offered by the minority party is a common procedural move when all the members in the majority, in this case Republicans, fall in line. But not this time. There seemed to be dissension among Republican members. So all of a sudden, a meeting of the caucus was called to get members on the same page. But after a while, when Republican Committee Chair Andrew Brenner returned...
All right, since we're still having some discussions over some of these amendments, and we've been keeping you a while, and this bill is not going to be voted out today, we're going to go ahead and suspend the rest of the meeting, and we're going to go ahead and adjourn for the day. So thank you all for being here. Have a great day.
You can hear the audible surprise. It's from Rice and her group of administrators. The bill was scheduled for a possible vote out of committee. Now, it's stalled. It'd be tough to argue that the delayed vote for a new House Speaker didn't have something to do with this disorder. But Brenner says this is just a matter of timing.
Because of the fact that the sessions keep getting delayed or other stuff is causing some issues there. But I think this is just, it's a big bill. There's a lot of amendments, and we were trying to get it out given the fact that there was a short timeline, and we were potentially going to have a speaker vote today, too, but that didn't happen. So
it's hard to explain, but confusion and even a bit of chaos has been the vibe at the State House ever since House Republicans failed to reach a consensus for speaker the first go-around last week. That only grows with the most recent delay. Democratic Representative John Patterson is the ranking member of the Education Committee. He says what's happening is a split of ideological differences among his Republican counterparts.
That is, are now more apparent than they might have been, the fissures that are appearing that may not have appeared otherwise. And it's a fact that a lot of our colleagues are under, on the other side of the aisle, a great deal of stress right now.
In any case, the frustration is mounting for people like Rice, who just want to see elected leaders get back to work.
If they would get together then and actually serve their constituents, because this is not service, this is a disservice.
A collection of associations representing several groups sent a letter to lawmakers echoing Rice's claim. The coalition, which includes major players such as the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, the Ohio Farm Bureau, and the Ohio Manufacturers Association, say they implore members of the House Republican Caucus to set aside differences and preferences to focus on the needs of the state. There's something of a ticking clock here. The House was planning on ending legislative business this week. That way they could go on summer break, and since most of the members are running for re-election in November, they could focus on their campaigns. In this scenario, they would come back after the general election. But Patterson says there's still important work to do. He says bills that would pay for better voting machines and improve training for school resource officers cannot wait until November. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.